Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Kosling to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Ein Tes, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, at the first Mishnah, Nifkavin La'Hoig. Nifkavin La'Hoig is a behema, Behoig is a Adam, La'akum, Behoig is Yisol, Nefilim, Behoig es Ben Kayama, Potter. The Mishnah says if one intended to kill an animal and kill the person, or he intended to kill a Gentile and he killed a Yisol, or he intended to kill a stillborn and he killed a viable baby, he is exempt. Niskaven la kaitfei b'masnav lehaya b'kadei lamis b'masnav ha'ocholei aliboy v'haya b'kadei lamis es aliboy u'meis pater. If he intended to hit him on his leg and such a blow on the leg would not have killed him, but he hit him on the heart and it was enough to kill him there and he died, he is exempt. Niskaven la kaitfei aliboy v'haya b'kadei lamis aliboy v'ocholei al'masnav. If he intended to hit him on his heart, and such a blow on the heart would have killed him, but he hit him on the leg, and it wasn't enough to kill him there, and he died anyway, he is exempt. If he intended to hit an adult, and such a blow would not kill an adult, but he hit a minor, and it was enough to kill a minor, and he died, he is exempt. If he intended to hit a minor, and such a blow would kill a minor, but he hit an adult, and it was not enough to kill an adult, and he died anyway, he is exempt. However, if he intended to hit him on his leg, and such a blow on the leg would kill, but he hit him on the heart, and it was enough to kill him, he is liable. If he intended to hit an adult, and such a blow would kill an adult, but he hit a minor, and it was enough to kill a minor, he is liable. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he intended to kill Reuben, and he killed Shimon, he is exempt. And the Gemara says, Chivke Shal, Sorek Esa Evan, Vahayi Bakadei Lamis, Hemes Eze, Veshibbe Es Kelov, Shal Ze, Veze, Chidash HaKosev, I should say, Chivke asked that it's obvious to me that if one threw a rock and it was forceful enough to kill and it killed Reuben and broke Shimon's kalim, in this case that he's chayav misa, the Torah was mechadesh, that he did not pay, even though he's liable misa to one and money to another, as we find regarding the case of Demei Vlodas. Chivke shal, zorek efa evan lehava kadei lamis, hemis ezeh b'shibbe ez kelov shal zeh. Chivke asked that if one threw a rock and it was not enough to kill, and they killed Reuben and broke Shimon's kalim, what's the law? Here he's not chayav misa. But the chiddush akosav v'zelei chiddush. The answer is in this case, when he is chayav misa, the Torah was mechadish, so he does not pay. But in this case, when he's not chayav misa, the Torah was not mechadish, so therefore he pays. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Elaine Debay, Rabbi Tanayin, Afil Niskavala, Wagezeh, Wagezeh, Potter. Rabbi Shimon says that our Mishnah holds like these Talmidim of Rabbi's Beis Medrash, that even if one intended to kill a person and he killed someone else, he's exempt. Asya the Bay Rebbe to Rabbi Nosson. These Talmidim of Bay Rebbe hold like Rabbi Nosson, the Tani, Bashem Rabbi Nosson, Hayaimu Basal Sia Shal Bnei Adam, Amala Echa Mikem, and Yeskavin La'Roig, you should say, Potter. It was taught in the name of Rabbi Nosson that if one was standing to the side of a group of people and said, I intend to kill a person, he's not particular about whom he'll kill, he is exempt. And the next Mishnah says, Reid Seach, Shinis Arab Achirim Kulam Baturim. Mishnah says if a murderer became mixed up with others, as we'll explain, all are exempt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer prints an oison lekippah. He just says we put them all in a kippah, which is a cell, and precipitate their death. V'chol chayavei misa shenisa'avu zeh bazeh yadunu b'kala aniskalem b'nisofim evshimon Omer yadunu b'skila she'aseish v'chamor. In all cases that people sentenced to receive different misos became mixed up, they all received the lightest misa of any of them if people who are chayav skila became mixed with people who are chayav sreifa. The Shurin says that we stone them because sreifa is more stringent. The Chachamim say them yadunu b'sreifa she'askila chamor. Chachamim say that we burn them because skila is more stringent. Amar lahen Reb Shimon ilay haisa sreifa chamor lai nitna levaskoyin shezinus. Reb Shimon said to the Chachamim, if not that sreifa is more stringent, it would not be given to the baskoyin who was mevaneh. Amar lai ilay haisa skila chamor lai nitna levagadev lai di akum. The Chacham say if not the skila is more stringent, it will not be given to blasphemers and idolaters. And Herogim v'nechenokim, Rabbi Shimon Omer b'saif, if the people chayav hereg, which is beheading, became mixed with people who were chayev chenek, which is choking, we behead them. We choke them. And the Gemara says, Amav Yochan word seach, shenis arav b'ksherim, he masnisa. Rav Yochan says that the ratio of our Mishnah discusses a murder who became mixed with innocent people. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omal, word seach, shenigma dinah, he benis arav, word seach, shenigma dinah, he masnisa. And Rav Lakish says that our Mishnah discusses a murderer who did not have a final verdict, who became mixed with a murderer who did have a final verdict. Shmuel omal, b'shvarim, he masnisa. Shmuel says our Mishnah discusses an ox that became mixed with other oxen. In b'shoshi, b'shvarim, he masnisa. But that's tanin and koin tanin the kippah. The Gemara objects, if our Mishnah discussed an ox among oxen, why did the Yehuda say that we put them in a kippah, in a cell? It does not fulfill the mitzvah with any of them. We should stone them all and fulfill the mitzvah with the murderer.